says in John chapter 16, verse 13 through 15. How many of y'all are excited about mysteries? Mysteries. Say the word mysteries. You know, it's the mystery that meets the need. That you can have your need met by mysteries. How many have been there? Well, you know, someone says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things unseen. There is an unseen thing, a good unseen thing for me someplace. The Bible says, eye has not seen nor ear has heard the good that the Lord has in store for those, for us. But it says it's been revealed unto us, right? So somebody say the good thing that everybody else can't see, that God wants to do for me. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal that unto me. And then when he reveals it unto us by his Spirit, guess what? We hear it in the Word, right? Then we meditate it on our hearts. And guess what happens? When we can start to see that thing in our heart, sooner or later it's going to start to happen on the outside. Might take a while, but we'll get there. Faith works, doesn't it? Faith works. So we want to encourage our hearts this morning. And we want to speak on some things. Now listen, it says, John in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15, or let's just go there. Or actually, let's just do 15. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. The Spirit will tell us what's yet to come. How many would love to look into the future? Doesn't that sound really scary? How many would love to know what's yet to come? When we walk in the Spirit, there's a relationship that we can have through with God our Father by the Holy Ghost, right? And when we study the Word and we hear the Word, the Spirit will tell us that thing which is yet to come. And we want to learn how to flow in the Spirit of God. Someone also says this in Acts chapter 9, verses 31. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed. They were in joy. They enjoyed a time of peace, and it was strengthened. How many need to be strengthened this morning? Does anybody need some supernatural strength this morning? You need some strength? So they enjoyed the time of peace and they were strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Ghost. That means that we can pull strength, supernatural strength, when we're weak. And he makes us strong when we let him. I mean, you can be weak and not pull on that strength and you can still be weak. You can be as weak as you want to be. It's your choice. You can be depressed if you want to be depressed. You can be discouraged if you want to be discouraged. You can be broke if you want to be broke. It's your way. You can have it your way. Somebody says, it's not that way with God. Oh, yes, it is. Bible says, as your faith is, so be it unto you, right? And the whole book of Romans said that they went after their own way and God turned them over to their own lust and to their own desires. That's, to me, that's almost worse than hell. For us to be turned over to our own selfish ambitions and own selfish desires instead of over to the will of God and to what God has for us and what's best for us in the Spirit. It's a good life to walk by the Spirit of God, to hear the guidance of the Holy Ghost and to walk in that. And to be outside of that is death and corruption. But we know that it was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Ghost and it grew in number. Church growth. Now I've studied church growth. But one of the things that we learned that the Bible says, some people say some other things, but the Bible says that the church grew when it was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Ghost. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, we know the fruits. Everybody's got spiritual gifts, love, joy, peace, and all those things. Amen. But some other things, when the church is strengthened, when the Holy Spirit is in the church and the right Spirit is in the church, amen, you should see several things happen when you have the right kind of flow in the church of God. First, before there's growth, they must be strengthened and encouraged. Do you know you got to be strengthened to hold out under the blessings of God? It takes more strength to live in the blessing of God than it does to live in poverty and curses. I mean, it's real easy. You can just let the devil do to you whatever he wants to do. I mean, you can just lose in that. I mean, you can lay down and die. But we taught a message a while back, said, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? There are certain people that need to be prepared for the goodness of God. For the goodness of God. You know, the Israelites and their whole thing, they would do good, they would do poor, and they would be bad. Then they would go into bondage, they would get all messed up, and they would be distressed. Then God would come and deliver them, hook them up, provide for them, set them up. And as soon as they came into the good thing of God, just about there, they were not able to stand. They fell back. One of the things that I'm learning is that God prepares us for what he wants to do. Amen. God prepares you. We've got to be prepared for the goodness of God. Many times people prepare for the bad thing that's about to happen. You know, you see a storm coming, so everybody starts to prepare for the storm. We're so quick. When Y2K happened, everybody went nuts buying beans, stocking this. How many people still got beans left over? How many bean packers do we have? Any bean packers? Some people were burying money in tin cans out in the backyard. Some people stocked up on rifles. I mean, people that we know just went nuts preparing for calamity. But if you really believe that God wants to bless you and do you well, are you prepared for it? Are you prepared in your mind that it's not going to change you, that it's not going to pervert you, that it's not going to do a weird thing to you? Before increase of any kind, revival, souls, evangelism, before any type of growth, there is a season of preparation. God has to hook you up so that you can stand up his blessing. Somebody say, the weight of glory. I mean, God comes in and God is just so good that at times we just can't function. You remember when the glory of God filled the temple and the priests and the Levites could not stand to minister? It was so good that they could not even carry on their daily duties. They could not function. Do you know God can bless you in that fashion? You know, if God had his way in your life, I mean, your dreams and your things would come. How many got big dreams? How many got a vision, got a goal, and you got something? Well, what are you going to do with that thing? Are you strengthened and encouraged, not just to get it? See, we get to the point where we want to be strong enough just to survive until we get it. If I can just hold on until my blessing comes. Well, you need to get beyond that and start to strengthen yourself that when your blessing comes, that when your miracle comes, when your dream comes to pass, that you're able to walk in it and stand in it. Now we can get to the point, even in our ministry and even in our church, if we can just hold out until the souls come in. And God's saying, listen, the souls are coming. Amen. You do what I tell you to do. They'll come one by one. They'll be there. But you need to prepare yourself and strengthen yourself that you'll be able to stand in the darkest day. Now notice that the Holy Ghost came and he did what? He encouraged them and strengthened them. Now we've had several moves of the Spirit in our area where the Holy Ghost was moving. Some ghost was moving. I don't know how holy it was, but some spirit was moving. The Bible says, try the spirits to see whether they be of God. You have to try them. I mean, every little thing every piece of noise you hear may not be God. Everybody with a big Bible tucked under their arm. The devil knows the word. The devil knows the word. Just because somebody comes to church and sits up there and smiles in your face and knows all the songs and knows how to skip and dance. I mean, you got to try the spirits to see whether they be of God. Now, we've had several revival preparation things where people say, oh, we're coming to prepare the city for revival. I've seen it. And they would go there and they would flow in the Spirit of God. And then before you know it, the church would be torn in two. We're getting ready for revival. So they hold a revival meeting in the church. The church had 600 when the thing started. By the thing closed, they got about 20, not us. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He strengthened them. He strengthened them by depleting what they had. Then the Holy Ghost comes. Then the other point, people say they're moving in the Holy Ghost, and you talk to them for about 15 or 20 minutes, you just feel like hanging yourself. Doom and gloom. Holy Ghost is not coming to doom you and to give you gloom, amen. He's giving you here to give you hope and a future. So they were encouraged and strengthened. And that's what the Holy Ghost is trying to do with us here. And in all of us right now, he's trying to strengthen us in our mind. Remember the Bible said some seed fell along the stony ground, but it had not much depth of earth. Remember the part that had not much depth? And when we really studied the part that said it had not much depth of earth, when we're getting down to the root of it, it said they were just shallow people. Not in their spirit, but shallow in their mind. Shallow in their mind, in their soulical realm. They were emotionally tapped. and distress, just loony. You know God's got to heal that? You know the Lord's got to heal even your soulical realm so that you can be able to handle blessing? Amen? I've seen people that get a big, you know, hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people. I mean, you can get someone that gets a good seed. Can that seed, I mean, hurt you will destroy somebody. Hurt people, hurt people. So the Lord wants to heal you that you might be able to enjoy what he wants to do in your life. You must be healed. You've got to be healed. Totally. And it's easy. And it's free. I mean, it works. What were the three steps? You got to do your part so God can do his part, right? First, come, hear, and do. We can't do anything until you come, and you can't do anything that you haven't heard. You can tell people that are serious about what they believe in. They stick with it. So one, say, I want to be encouraged, and I want to be strengthened. So I was coming into the services this morning, and the Lord said, good word. You know, I just felt that in my spirit. The Holy Spirit was saying a good word, a word of encouragement, and a word of hope. That's what the people need. And how many need that this morning? Anybody need that this morning? Amen. And we can look out and say, well, no, Lord, I think we need to talk about evangelism. I think we need to talk about what we need them to be. Many times we want to teach and preach to people what we want them to be. But instead of us preaching and teaching about what we want people to be, we want to preach to them what God wants them to be. God wants you to be whole. God wants you to be well. And guess what will happen when people get whole, and when people get well, when people get blessed, when people get up out of the ditch? You know what happens? Healthy sheep breed what? Healthy sheep. It's a hard way, but you can't get around it. Does anybody want an inside tip? What it's like? Can y'all relate to where I'm going? Can anybody relate to where I'm at? After a while, you get through with gimmicks and tricks. Write those down. Gimmicks, tricks, lollipops, flyers, posters, balloon launches. How many been there? Hot dogs. Wonder why nothing came out of that. Now, we can get in those ruts. We've got to catch ourselves. As a body, it takes faith to do things God's way. But in the long run, it's the best way. It takes faith to hear God. It takes faith, first of all, to pray. I mean, it takes a crazy person to pray. Sometimes the devil will come against you. Anybody been there? Anybody had any conversations? Anybody been there? I mean, when the devil just comes against you, and every once in a while, you'll just have a crazy thought. But there is an escape. You know what? It's okay to be out of your mind every now and then when you have the mind of Christ. And it takes faith. But it's okay to be out of your mind as long as you have the mind of God. It takes great faith to pray. And then it takes more faith to pray and believe you're going to get an answer. And then it takes more faith after you get that answer to put it to action. It takes faith to pray. It takes faith to hear. And it takes faith to do. And all three of those things are insane. And none of them make sense. Is that true or false? Is that true? But in the long run, it all pays out. So one of the things that we hear when we pray, and how many pray and actually believe that God speaks to you when you pray? You're led to things in the Word that gives you solutions, that gives you answers. And then you have to walk in faith to do that answer. So in my case, there are some things that I know to do in the flesh. But there's some other things that I know to do in the Spirit. And one of those things is to teach and encourage and bless the people. And believing that as the people become blessed, and as the people are taught, and as the people are overcome, others will overcome with them. Amen. And we do that by the Holy Ghost. Now, first of all, we said that the church will grow. It will grow in number. And not only will the church grow in number, but you'll grow. anything that you're dealing with. I mean, how many want to go into increase? Anybody want to get over to the increase side? Everybody wants to do better. Everybody wants the opportunity to do better. Everybody wants to step up. There is something that I can encourage you with. I know this for a fact. Anybody a witness with me? And the fact is that when you get into the Holy Spirit and you really submit your heart to the Holy Ghost, you will become encouraged and you will become strengthened. And people that have strength and people that are excited will always do well. Amen. You will do better with the Holy Spirit. So I say, I can trust. Say, I will trust it. The Holy Spirit to strengthen me and to encourage me. Why don't you jump on over to Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It says, in the last days, I believe these are the last days. God says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. These are the last days. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Now, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, this is the blessing that we're waiting on. Said, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How many believe that Jesus had the Holy Spirit? And how many believe that he had power? He had the Holy Spirit and he had power. But what did he do with the Holy Spirit and what did he do with that power? What was it there for? Well, what is the Holy Spirit? And what is power? Who has all power? Is the Holy Spirit a part of God? Is the Holy Spirit God? How many got God on the inside? The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen? For we have this treasure in earthen vessels. There's a piece of God in me. Say, I'm not God. Amen? But God dwells within me. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken, means bring alive, your mortal body. Well, listen, that same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus was God, and we've learned that God is what? God is what? Good. God is good. God is good. Getting back to what we're talking about in the last month. Is anybody sold out that God is good? That's the first lesson. That is the first lesson. That's the first thing that people need to know over our city. Amen? People try to get people to turn on the God, but they got to know about God. The first God they're coming to. First of all, God is not out to destroy you. Amen? It's not God's will that any man should perish, but that all men would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He wants everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to do well. He wants to bless everyone. So the first thing, God is good. Now notice that when Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was filled with power, he and how he went about doing what? He went about doing what? He went about doing good. He went about demonstrating what was in him. Say, the good God that he was and the good God that was in him, he allowed it to come out and manifest himself. And wherever God manifests himself, something good happens. That's God's will. In everything that God ever did, even when plagues and different things happened, the end result of all of those things was him trying to display his goodness to somebody. He didn't need to make us to make himself existent. He was good before he even thought about mankind. He was good before he thought of all creation. He was good before he made the planets and the earth. He did not need us to bring him into existence. He does not need our approval to be himself. So the Holy Ghost indwelled Jesus Christ, and Jesus went about with that same Spirit doing good. When we get into the flow of the Holy Spirit, and we get into the right atmosphere, and we get under the right word, we will become strengthened. and we will become encouraged. Now the Bible says strengthen yourself or build up yourself. That means boast yourself. That means get yourself strong. Somebody say lift spiritual weights. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Anything in reference to the Holy Spirit is strength. It's strength. The Holy Ghost is my personal spiritual trainer. When you hang out to him, he's always saying lift the weight. He's always saying eat the word. Your personal trainer in spiritual things is the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. And the more you fellowship with him, the stronger in God you will be. So we know that even praying in the Holy Ghost builds us up, right? So that's what God's will is. How he went about doing good, healing some. Healing the easy cases. Healing what? Healing all who were under the power of the devil. Healing all that were under the power of the devil. Okay, that word power is what? Authority. Jesus came, he went about doing good, and healed all that were under the power, or that word power is authority, of the devil. Something will happen to us when we grow up. My vision is to see people grow. Three adults can take a city. He said if just one of us can put 1,000 to flight. But what kind of us is he talking about? It takes faith to do things God's way. So he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. That's the reason. When God is with you, you will do what God wants to do. When God is with you, you can't stop him from being God. God is a person. And when you hang with him, you can't keep him in a box. He will manifest himself. If you really got God, sooner or later, something good should happen. I mean, if you really got God, sooner or later, your nature's going to change just a little bit. If he's really there. I mean, he's the God that calls those things that are not as though they are. If God is really with you, he's going to start to deliver people that are under the power of the devil. You're going to have a problem with those things. If Jesus had a problem with it, you're going to have a problem with it. You're just not going to be able to court it. He didn't go around pushing wheelchairs around. We can push wheelchairs for a while, but sooner or later we're going to walk in the same thing that he walked in and say, it's time to get up. He went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were under the power of the devil. Well, that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do as a body. That's some crazy stuff. I mean, think that's crazy stuff, but I believe it. I believe it. And I believe my call until Jesus comes is to do what? To hang with him, to walk with him, to talk with him, to build myself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, being encouraged by the Holy Ghost, and being strengthened by the Holy Ghost. Say, my problem is I need to build myself up in the faith. And when I build myself up in the faith, guess what? God will be with me, and he will manifest himself. And when he manifests himself, others are going to get blessed. You know what? You should really believe that. You met me. Hey, how nice to know you. And when you meet people, you need to have that mindset because Christ is within me. Your whole life's going to change. Things are going to get better for you because you know me. That's what it should be about. That's what it should be about when you get around faith. Amen. Something good about to happen. Listen, when people met Jacob, when people met Abraham, when they came into contact with the right side of that person, guess what? Their whole life changed. When you met one of the apostles, something was going to change. When you met a prophet, something was going to change. When you met Jesus, something was going to give. Say, your life's about to change because I've walked into the room. Well, that's what kind of believers we need to have. We need to give them the best of what God has to offer. So he went about doing good and healing all that were under the power of the devil because God was with him. Now, notice that before they did growth, Before growth came, go to Luke chapter 24, verse 49. This is the thing that we don't like when God does it his way. This is the thing that's hard. It takes a lot of faith to do it God's way. I mean, it takes a lot of faith to do it God's way. It takes a lot of faith to do it God's way. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. He said, I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Ooh, I want to get out of the city so bad. It's so hard. I mean, you're like a racehorse at the bit. You know you got this, you know you got that, but ooh, I just want to get out there. How many want to been there? How many been there? I mean, you hear books written, videotapes talking about going into the city, taking revival. Everybody's shouting revival, 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 amen. And they went and they're watching videotapes and they're talking about this, scheming about that, statisticing, doing statistics about this and statistics about that, building this and building that, getting ready. But doing everything to prepare for that supernatural growth than what Jesus said we should do. Right? He said, but stay in the city until you receive what was promised to you by my Father in heaven. Until you are endued or endowed with power. Power to do what? Power not just to make a bunch of noise, but power to do good. There are a lot of people that got power, amen. The devil had power. He said healing all that were under the authority or power of the devil. The devil makes people sick. How many ever been around people that nearly made you sick? Christian people that could make you, there's some Christian people that could make you sick. I'm not talking about physically. You could be in the best mood, healthy, ready to go on forever. You could run a mile. And I mean, spend 20 minutes with them, 30 minutes with them, and you're ready to jump off the first bridge. So the devil has power too, but God wants to give you his power. His power. Power and authority to make a better day, to make a difference in somebody's life. So they had to go and they had to get under the Holy Ghost, had to go to Jerusalem, get in the upper room, get into the Spirit of God, get baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it just didn't stop. That is not enough. Stay under the fire until you come out as pure gold. It's not enough just to talk in tongues. You know, that's easy. That's just not enough. I mean, you just can't go out to the city and talk in tongues. It's not enough. Just to talk in tongues. It's enough to allow the Holy Spirit get a hold of you and bring about a change over your life to where you can make a positive impression on somebody else. He said, until you are endued with the same power that Jesus had, how Jesus went about doing good. Say, I'm going to stay in church. I'm going to stay up under the word. I'm going to stay in church. I'm going to stay up under the word until I'm able to do somebody some good. You know, he said, without God, we can do nothing. Right. You know, we get out there, we can consider ourselves to be good people. We can try to do many things. But it's the thing that God wants us to do. Amen? For the flesh profits nothing. It's the thing that the Spirit of God leads us to do that will allow us to do the greatest good. Because God was with him, he said, I'm sending until you're endued with power on high. Somebody say, I don't want enough power just to knock me on the floor. I want enough power that when I get up off the floor, everybody else gets blessed. I mean, if Jesus was in town, the city rejoiced when Jesus came to town. I mean, America should at least know that God is good. That where God is, the city rejoices when the Holy Ghost comes to town. I mean, you should get to the point, somebody say, we're going to change. And change to the point that not only you'll be able to affect yourself or to change your own circumstance or your own state, but you're going to start to change the state of others. Amen. Praise God. How many are glad that's what the Holy Ghost is here to do? Amen. You're going to get so full of the Spirit of God, so encouraged, and so strengthened that you're able to go about doing good. God's working a good thing in me. He who begun a good work in you, he who begun a good work in you, the Bible says, will be faithful. Will be faithful to complete it. Now notice the work that he begun in Abraham, the father of faith. He said, you be blessed so you can be a blessing. God wants to bless you so much that you can bless the whole world. He wants to bless you to overflowing. It's always the Father's heart. Abundance is always with God. It's not enough just, it's four and no more. If I can just get my stuff taken care of. Abundance is the will of God. He can do exceedingly abundantly beyond everything you could ever think or imagine. Because it's God's heart for us to influence others and to make an impact on somebody else. To go beyond ourself. And that is the end result of all abundance, of all prosperity. God just doesn't want to bless you enough to where you get your stuff taken care of. Notice that in the Bible, he says, listen, don't you rest. When they sent them out to go to war, the Israelites, they had to go out to war, and he told one tribe they had already gotten their portion. They had already gotten the piece of land. They were marching, and they came over to the piece of land where there was a whole troop of them could rest and stay right there. They could have settled in and say, I got mine. Woo, we're here. And y'all go on. Amen. But we got our stuff. They had to tell them, listen, don't you rest. Don't you set camp up. Until everybody has come into what God wants them to come into. Think that that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. God wants to use you to change somebody else's life. How many are glad about that? How many are glad about that? We bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.